Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Succession of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean it, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get involved. You get informed. You find out what's going on, right? Hey, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really mean that sincerely. I know there's a bunch of other shows you could be watching. You chose one. I hope you didn't trip over it. You didn't get tricked into it, right? Anyway, got a lot going on tonight. Got Dan Pill on with us the first hour. The tax guy. Not kind of sort of the tax guy, but the tax guy. And he, I got to tell you, you know what? He hasn't missed it yet. Let's put it that way. I mean, the guy really, he knows the tax code backward and forward. When I read a little bit about him and I find out how he works these issues, and, you know, a majority of the time, he's, you know, he gets them on their own procedure. Think about that. I think it's wonderful myself, but he gets them on their own procedure. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got one of the people running against Mrs. Cheney. Is that what we're calling her these days? I mean, I want to be respectful. I don't want to be called on the carpet for saying something nasty about a woman. Really, what she did was totally unconstitutional, along with some of her cohorts. They care more about themselves. Darren Smith became the third Republican to announce a primary campaign against Liz Cheney. He's done with it too. Most people are done with it. Done with her. Done with the old timers who just want things to be the way they were. And you realize that some of these are just as guilty. I mean, they're just as guilty for what's going on with this country, these Republicans. That's why I kept saying to you, you don't vote for somebody just because of an R in front of their names. Make them prove themselves. Really? Might as well vote for the Dem at that point if they're that bad. Make them prove themselves in all sincerity. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about this when Dan Pill is on, but There's so much going on with the tax codes, what's going to come up. A lot of you have small businesses, or you have side businesses where you work, or that you have. And there's going to be so many, you know, gotchas, if you would. Some of you got the PPP loan, some of you got the SBA loan, you know, some of you got the stimulus package money. Well, are you accounting for it properly? Are you making sure it's clean? Are you making sure your small businesses, are you sure you're going to be able to get forgiveness for what you did? If I know you're already guilty just for taking the money. So we're going to deal with that a little bit. We're going to deal with what it means to the average family with Joey B's new tax plan, or tax plan that he's coming up with. You know, when he says it, it won't affect those earning, the tax plan that he has will only affect those earning more than $400,000 a year. What does that actually mean? right? When you look at this, is he talking about the mom-and-pop business owner? Because they probably make that much, gross that much, not net. And even if they do, you know, you live in certain areas of the country, you have to make 100, we'll just say, you know, to have a decent little house, $125,000, $130,000, $140,000 a year. That's just to make the payments and keep the maintenance up on the house, nothing major. So if two people are working, they're beating their brains out to put a little nest egg together, buy the house, maybe a second little cabin somewhere. Why should they be denied that? Because the Dems can't handle the taxes. They can't not spend like a drunken sailor. Sorry, guys. Why should I be denied a speedboat, a little house on the lake, or just off the lake? That's what America's all about. That's what the United States is all about. We could work, make money. Is it greedy for me to want a speedboat because you can't get out of the inner city? Because you can. I should use all the terms that just makes the left crazy, right? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Oh, that's such a racist term. I mean, really, you should go look at this stuff. Send me an email, Joe, at the real site. I'm just, in listening to what I know, there's so much other news happening. I got that. I'm not an idiot. But really, sincerely, the stuff that really, really will affect you, right? The stuff that's really going to affect your wallet, affect your home and other places. No, it's just amazing. Anyway, Facebook is saying it will no longer ban posts claiming COVID is man-made. Ooh. What brought that on? Look at a lawsuit? Looking at what's going on there in Florida? No, really. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I kept telling you, it's only a matter of time. And really what's funny about all this is really what originally went down, what this country was built on, what they wanted for our education. Now, a Michigan high school has decided to violate federal law by opposing religious language in a graduation speech. And then, now can we? Michigan student Elizabeth Turner is fighting back after her public high school told her not to include certain religious content in her upcoming valedictorian speech. See, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have wrote the speech, and then I would have done it the way I wanted to. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You got to love that guy. Seriously. And Margaret Dumont didn't care because she had to use a wheelbarrow to get the cash to the bank. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring him on, because I know all you guys have so many questions. Let me bring on Dan Pella. He is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Mr. Pella, thanks for being with me tonight.
My pleasure, Joel. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
You know, that makes 3 of you, I think. I'm not quite sure, though. But I got to tell you, I shuddered today when I heard, so I'm going to just kick it off, just start running with it. I heard Joey B. in a short speech, and part of his tax plan, if you're not sure to call it, I'd call it tax debacle. Part of his tax plan is centered around, if you make over, you got nothing to worry about unless you make over $400,000 a year. But he wasn't specific about that. The average small business owner grosses that, I would hope, grosses about that much a year. You know, obviously more in most cases, but how does that pan out? What does that really mean?
Well, what it really means, Joe, and this is always the case when you're talking about tax brackets, right? Right now we got, what, 7 tax brackets. It starts at 12% and 15% and then goes up from there. And the top bracket right now is 36%. I believe it's 36%. No, it's 37% is the top bracket. Biden right. would increase it to 39.5%. So when we're talking about the tax brackets, we're talking about taxable income, all right? And so you might, if your taxable income is over $400,000, then according to Biden, you're going to have a tax increase. If your taxable income is under $400,000, then you won't have an increase according to Biden. And so when we talk about taxable income, Joe, that's the bottom line on bottom line dollar after all deductions and exemptions and so on are factored into the program. So, for example, if you got a small business that's grossing $1 million a year and they have $700,000 worth of operating expenses, those all have to be paid off the top before you reach taxable income.
Okay.
All right, so let's just make it very simple and say you got a business grossing $1 million a year, paying all of their necessary business expenses, they net down to $300,000. All right, so $300,000 is the business profit, but now that business income goes on the personal tax return, and now you got your standard deduction or your standard deduction or your itemized deductions. And so that nets it down a little bit further, and so maybe it goes from $300,000 down to, let's just say, $260,000, for example. And then that gets you in a couple other calculations, but we're making this very simple. Now that's your taxable income. So after all of the deductions and exemptions and adjustments and so on are figured in, the bottom line is what you're taxed on, and that's where you fall in the brackets.
Got it. Yeah, because again, it's so confusing sometimes in listening to them, how they speak, and you know really what they mean ultimately end result. So I've had that question asked like a million times. A lot of small business owners, this is a nightmare for some of them if they don't really understand what needs to be done. And I'm sure you deal with a lot of small business owners. I mean,
no question about it. Most of my work, I'll bet you half of my work, maybe a little more than that. Small business owners, self-employed people, grossing anywhere between, maybe high five figures into the low six figures into, in some cases, high seven figures. And so, you know, we see all kinds of small business people of every description, no question about it.
Yeah, it was funny. After our discussion last time, I got a bunch of emails from people. And again, I don't want to make fun of them, but, you know, they were saying, oh my God, I got caught with that. I got caught with that unemployment tax thing. What unemployment tax thing? You mean you got caught with an income tax thing where it says on the form?
What they got caught with is the fact that they have a tax liability on potentially a portion of their unemployment benefits. That's what they're talking about.
Yep.
And people don't know the lingo, and I understand that, and why should they? Look at Joe, who wakes up in the morning as a 17-year-old kid and says, you know, I want to be a tax accountant. And there's nothing wrong with tax accountants. Some of my best friends are tax accountants, Joe.
I visit them once a month in the place. No, I'm just kidding.
The world needs accountants. That's undeniable. But the fact of the matter is that the vast, overwhelming majority of business people don't want to be accountants.
No.
My son has a small business, and he was in my office yesterday with my daughter, who works for me. She's an enrolled agent. She does our tax return preparation. She does all of the babysitting of our small business clients to keep them on the path going forward. She spent 6 hours with my son yesterday, and this kid is not an accountant. He's a fabricator, Joe. He's a creator. He's an engineer type. He manufactures custom motorcycle parts. That's what he does. He makes handlebars and steering bars and foot pegs and exhaust systems, and he makes the stuff out of scratch, and it's magnificent. And his filing system, like most small business people, is the floor of the front seat of his truck. And it's just, you know, and this is how small business people operate too often, and this is what gets them in trouble, is not understanding what they're supposed to pay attention to. So they number one, don't get in trouble, of course, but then secondarily get the benefit of all the deductions they're entitled to claim to reduce their tax debt.
Dan, I could make you cringe right now. I could walk out to the other room, come back in here with a shoebox for 2021, and you know what's in it, right?
All your crumpled up receipts that you salvaged off the front seat of the floor of the front seat of your truck.
Every one of them folded up.
Every single one of them.
Shoved in the box so you can go back and get them.
Footprints on them. You know, they sat out in the rain for 2 days in some cases because you left your window open.
Yeah,
you know,
whatever.
It's on and on, right?
Yeah, and for a small guy like me, you know, I mean, again, when I had the computer company, we had 19 people, we had an accounting department, we had the whole thing, whole different animal, obviously. But, right. You know, now we're so small, it's just a matter of, you know, the way I throw them in there, I can go back to, you know, February easily or what have you. And you're right, most small business guys that I talk to operate this, they don't have a real shoebox. I actually have a shoebox. They put it in a file cabinet somewhere, so. I should take a picture of that. That'd be a great thing for you to put on your wall. Don't do this.
Don't shoebox.
You know, seriously. But, you know, again, a lot of conversation, a lot of emails I've gotten, too, is about the new the PPP loans that have now been forgiven. You know, they hadn't been forgiven again as of last year, but they're forgiven now. I want to hit that on the other side of the break as to, do they get... I mean, does the IRS nail them for this? Are they going to get nailed for the whole amount of money that they got? Is there any kind of forgiveness? Those were a lot of the questions that were coming down the pike, and we'll deal with this more. On the other side of the break, Joe Bacita, your host, Dan Pilla, the tax man, joins me, or still will be with me when we come back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wants U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the president said that there was insufficient evidence right now to confirm either of two leading theories behind the origins of the virus. Biden directed U.S. intelligence agencies to issue a report within 90 days. And at least 8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found bomb-making materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow.
You're listening to Real Time of GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, just be part of the conversation, people. That's how easy it is. All right? I mean, just be part of the conversation. Just make life a lot easier for all of us, if you would. All right. So let me bring on Dan Pilla again. Dan Pilla, the tax man, as far as I'm concerned. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Got some great books there you can pick up. And Dan, if they pick up a book from the website, they also get some free time with you on the phone to discuss some of the issues they might be having, don't they? Are you there?
I'm here, Joe.
Oh. I said if they buy a book from you, they could get a few minutes with you on the phone on some issues they might have.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe. Anybody that buys a book off my website, no matter what book it is, it's a free 15-minute consultation directly with me personally. If you got questions after you read the book, if you got specific issues you want some direction on, I can guide you through it.
Yeah, nowadays it seems that reading word is a little bit of a swear, but you guys really do have to read. Not everything can be read to you, or that you can hear, whatever. It just this stuff is so crazy. I learned from you in the early days that even the tax agents don't really understand their own code, and it has to be boiled down to these little books for them that they pull off the shelf to answer a question. And even that doesn't cover you legally, does it?
Oh, no, absolutely, Joe. Absolutely not, I should say. The fact of the matter is that the IRS is not bound by the advice they give to people in their publications or in the verbal contacts that you have with them. You call the IRS's 800 numbers and ask for help, and they tell you to zig instead of zag, and it turns out that you do that, and it turns out to be wrong. You still owe the tax. There's no question about that. It's not a defense to say, well, I don't owe the tax because they told me this instead of that. Now, in certain circumstances like that, Joe, you can get rid of penalties and interest. The IRS can't charge you penalties and interest attributable to an underpayment. That's the result of bad advice they gave you. But the problem with that is you got to prove they gave you the advice. And so if you're calling the IRS and you're having a verbal conversation over the phone, how are you going to prove that the IRS gave you the advice? Well,
exactly.
I got a formula for doing that. You know, I got a formula that will help you do that. But my question is, why call them in the first place? You know, you got to get help from competent professionals that do this stuff for a living. And you say, well, gee, Dan, the IRS does it for a living. Well, that's true, Joe, but the fact of the matter is that the tax code is far too broad and the training materials are far too vast for any single individual IRS person to be competent to give advice in all these various areas that people call in and ask about. And so if you engage a professional and the professional doesn't know and the professional's got any level of integrity whatsoever, they're going to dig into the research materials that are available to get you the correct answer.
Again, something so convoluted, so confusing, so convoluted, you would think that they would make it really honestly, not kind of, sort of, but really honestly, make it easier for the average taxpayer who wants to do the right thing, call them, get the right information, I don't know, give them a case number or something, so when things go sideways, it's easier for them to prove. It is a nightmare when you're dealing with the IRS having to prove that, right?
And I'll tell you what, Joe, this is my number one beef about, you know, funding the IRS. You know, they say, you know, right now the Biden proposal is to increase the IRS's budget by about 10%, to the tune of about $1.2 or $3 billion extra dollars. And according to the Treasury Secretary Yellen, that's been about 70% of that money is going to go to enforcement. You know, we're going to go get them. We're going to go get them, especially these tax cheaters that are out there, especially these rich people that are gaming the system. We're going to go get them. Well, the fact of the matter is, Joe, and this is well documented in the IRS's literature, and by that I mean the reports of the National Taxpayer Advocate, the testimony before Congress over a period of a long period of time, that the fact of the matter is that 98% of all federal tax revenue is collected by the IRS, is not collected by the IRS. 98% of federal revenue is voluntarily, quote unquote, voluntarily paid in by taxpayers who are paying the money they owe without IRS enforcement. Only 2% of the revenue comes from enforcement actions, levies, seizures, and so on, audits, that kind of thing. All right, 2% of the revenue. So, Joe, if you want to increase revenue, where do you spend your money? Helping people comply with the law when they have a tendency to want to do it anyway, or grinding people into powder if they don't comply with the law? The fact of the matter is the IRS has always allowed education, outreach, and assistance to suffer at the expense of enforcement. And I think that's a profound, fundamental mistake. Yeah. People will do what they're supposed to do if they know what they're supposed to do. And when we're talking about the tax code, we're talking about 4 million words in the tax code that are being changed constantly. It's a constantly swirling booyah soup here, and people don't know what to do. The fix to the compliance problem, to the extent that there is one, is to help people comply, not crush them when they don't.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because most people I know, when it comes to the IRS, they don't want to screw up. And it's not because, I mean, probably some of them want to be honest, but my point will be they just don't want the aggravation. They're petrified of anything with the IRS. Right?
Nobody wakes up in the morning and says to themselves, how can I tick off the IRS today? I know. So, I'm going to cheat on my taxes. I'm going to stop filing my tax returns. I'm going to send them a photocopy of the middle finger. No, people don't do that, Joe.
No.
They don't do that. They want to stay, of all the government agencies that they do not want to get sideways with, it's the IRS.
Right. And you know, but think about something, Dan. Honestly, over the years, I mean, you've taught me that it's not the big behemoth that they've got us to believe. There are ways to work things out with them. You have rights, and not what comes on a little trifold. You have more rights than that. So, but really, they've got us to the point, you know, almost like the virus. Like, they got us to the point where you see those letters, and you get weak in the knees because it's over. I can't fight these people. Right?
That's absolutely correct. And people believe that the IRS can run them over, that they can do anything they want. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just absolutely not true. You know, whether we're talking about an audit environment, a collection situation, any of the, you know, the computer notices, you know, the areas where most people are going to run into problems with the IRS, which is the, you know, the audit, collection, computer notice, and penalty environment. Those four things are where most people are going to have some engagement with the IRS at some point or another. In every single one of those situations, Joe, there's very clearly defined rights that you have as a citizen that allow you to deal with these people on a level playing field.
Yeah, and it's and to your point though, it's all about education. We don't want to give them too much education because they won't pay as much taxes. You know what I'm saying? But
well, I mean, listen, I've said this for three and a half decades, that Congress wants the tax law confusing and cumbersome because it leads to mistakes. Mistakes lead to penalties. Penalties lead to collection. Penalties lead to interest. You know, it's just more money for the IRS.
Oh yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, one of the bellwether measures of complexity in the tax code is the number of penalties that are assessed every year. And last year there was about 42 million penalties assessed against individuals and businesses. Joe, there's only 150 plus or minus 155 million tax returns filed. And I'm talking about individual returns, and now we got 42 million penalties. I mean, come on! Are you telling me the truth or what is the math there? About 25% of the people are cheating. They're deliberately disregarding the IRS's rules. No way! That's not what's happening. People are making mistakes. They need help complying, and the IRS is trimming back their assistance and outreach and education programs on an ongoing basis.
You know, people can find, if you want to find his latest article, go to nationalreview.com, nationalreview.com, then go to the Capital Matters section and type in Daniel Pill. It's a great article. But, Dan, in the middle of your article, there's one of those, you know, those hot links that's up, and it says Elizabeth Warren introduces IRS bill to crack down on tax cheating. Does that mean that Al Sharpton will finally have to pay that $4 million he owes?
Probably not, Joe.
What is the deal with that stuff?
It's such a scam. You know, in my article, I talk about the three fallacies that are driving the IRS's push for more revenue. And the overarching theory is that people are cheating and we have to go get them, and particularly rich people. And again, one of the key fallacies, Joe, is that the IRS's audit results indicate, and there's a study that I point to that shows that, you know, when you audit high-income people, the top 1%, well, if we find out that they're underreporting their income by some, you know, 35 or 30% or whatever the number is, I forget exactly what it is. But the point that I make in the article is that the IRS's audit results are wrong 60 to 90% of the time.
Right. Got to go for a break. We both believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Dan Pillow joins me after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons.
We are back. This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, a whole bunch of stuff. You really should. I mean, read some of the articles we put up there. We put some pretty decent stuff up there. And also, you can sign up for our text alerts simply by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring it back on, Dan Pillar. The tax, you know, you can tell I'm from Boston, right? Because I keep wanting to say Pillar. That's we always put R's in Boston where they don't belong, and where the R belongs, we send it to Texas. We just don't use it at all. So
you put the R after every A, Joe. What's up with that anyway?
I am. My mother always says, "You want to go for pizza?" And I don't know what pizza is, Mom. So yeah, sure, whatever you want. Anyway, Dan Pella, the tax man. You can find him on TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Look, people, let me tell you, from personal experience, it is so much easier getting out in front of this stuff, doing it right the first time, unloading their guns, so to speak. Don't give them ammunition. They got enough of their own. And get out in front of this stuff. And the way you do it, if you have any question or any thought, think that you're screwing something up on your tax form, you need to go ahead and head over to TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan, always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Joey. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because people will, you know, will pick up the show, they'll hear the show, and I'll be out and about, and I'll be talking to some of my friends and say, hey, you know, you had that, I always look, you had that tax guy. I said, no, it's not that tax guy, it's the tax guy, okay? The only one you need to know about. And it's just, they hear what we're talking about. They've never really thought about this stuff. They just kind of, you know, pay their taxes and they cross their fingers and I don't know, would it keep them crossed for like 5 years?
Well, it's probably not 5 years, but what people do, Joe, is they get into the habit of just, you know, you mentioned the shoebox earlier in the program. They bring their stuff to their accountant or their tax preparer's office, and the preparer puts all the stuff together and points on the return where you're supposed to sign. Of course, these days you don't even sign the return; you sign the e-file authorization.
Right.
And you know, you're supposed to review your return and you're supposed to go over it before it's filed. Well, you know, who the heck does that anymore with e-filing, Joe? You just, you know, your CPA send your accountant, your preparer sends you the e-filing authorization form. You sign that and send it back, and the preparer then sends the tax return to the IRS. You don't review the return. You don't sign the return. You sign the e-file authorization. So, right. It's even more bizarre now than it was 10 years ago. Of course, e-filing's been around for quite a long time, but the fact of the matter is people don't sit down in their CPA's office anymore and go through, if they ever did, and go through the tax return a line at a time to understand what's in there before it gets sent off to the IRS.
Well, you will, Dan, you will be proud of me because what I make her do, send me a spreadsheet as to what you came up with, what the numbers are, so I can, because, you know, any guy in small business that's in business for himself can look down a sheet and say, wait a minute, the telephone bill line is wrong, or this line's wrong, and I didn't spend $10,000 in gasoline last year. No, something got misplaced. You should at least be able to take a cursory look and have a clue, right?
Yeah, absolutely you should. And frankly, the courts and the IRS will take the position that you've got an affirmative duty to do exactly that. And that, you know, if you sign the return, or in this case, I guess, the e-filing authorization, that signature is imputed. That signature means that the information in the return is imputed to your knowledge, right? You are presumed to know what's in the return when you sign it under penalty of perjury. And how can that be the case if you never even looked at it?
I mean, I don't know. We could have a field day with this for hours because I got to tell you, when I have a small business myself, go to court, not a court, but one of those, employment division things, and I said, look, Your Honor, the employee signed and said that I have read this, I agree, and I understand. And he just looked at me with a little chuckle and shook his head. He said, unless you sat there with him and went through it to make sure that he knew, I've got a rule in his favor. I'm like, wow! So,
which is absurd. And I'll tell you something, in tax law that would never happen.
Oh, really?
Well, the IRS will take the position that the fact that you signed it means you knew what was in there.
That's right. just amazing to me. Okay, so let's get back to the IRS wanting all these people again and putting all this money on the table, or taking all this money from us, for instance. I mean, gee, Dan, at least it's creating jobs for people, right? I mean, that's the bottom line with it. But you said the majority of these tax returns are looked at by, you know, artificial intelligence, if you would. I mean, they have an algorithm down, and you know, bells or whistles or flags go up the way they need to go up, and they're sent back for review or for audit. What do these agents actually do? All these new agents, what would they do?
Well, you're mixing up the process here, Joel, a little bit. So let me explain it. What happens is every single tax return that's filed goes through a scoring system called the Discriminant Income Function System, the DIF program. I described this in my National Review article. So if you want to hear more on it, you can just go to National Review, as you said, the Capital Matters section, put in my name, Daniel Pilla, and you'll get the article, the three fallacies that are driving the IRS's request for more money. What happens with this process, Joe, is this DIF program compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any one line of your return is out of sync with those averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited. Not because a higher score means necessarily there's a mistake, the higher score means that you're farther away from the averages, and therefore the potential for an error is higher. All right, so what happens is when you get these high diff scores, then the tax return is reviewed by a human, and then the decision is made to either audit it or not audit it in a face-to-face environment, or you could be audited through what's called a correspondence audit. There's the vast overwhelming majority of audits these days are done correspondence-wise. So if there's one item on your tax return that seems odd, you know, you kept mentioning $10,000 worth of gasoline, so the reviewer says, well, this gas number seems high, let's just set up a correspondence audit and ask the taxpayer to verify their gas expense. Okay, fine. If there's other issues and more profound questions, then they might assign the return for a face-to-face examination. And now an actual auditor is going to sit down with you and want to go through the return, look at all your documents, rifle through your paperwork, and so on. So the DIF score, this scoring system, Joe, is the manner in which they weed out the majority of the tax returns from those that are going to be selected for audit.
Interesting. I mean that sincerely. It's really interesting to see how they come up with this stuff. And I can't imagine it going through an audit face-to-face with, prove that you have a receipt for this, prove you have a receipt for that, prove this. Dan, can you, are scanned facsimiles, are they legal and right? Will the IRS accept those?
You're talking about your records now?
Yeah, because, you know, we're all buying these scanners, right? And they say, hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You get a receipt from the gas pump, for example, on that electrostatic paper. Well, that stuff fades after a while.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
you're right. Most of these cash register receipts are on that electrostatic paper that fades. And so, yeah, you can make facsimile copies of them to preserve. And, in fact, I would take the position, and I argue this point in my book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, I would take the position that you've got an affirmative duty to take steps to preserve those records. And so if that means making facsimile copies on regular paper that's not going to fade, that's what you got to do.
It's interesting because we just came up with this. Somebody said, how long should you keep receipts and such?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a common question. And what I recommend is that people keep their tax documents for 6 years from the date the return is filed, so basically 7 calendar years. Under normal circumstances, Joe, the IRS has got 3 years from the date you file your return in which to audit that tax return. Under certain circumstances, it's rare, but it can happen, the 3 years can go to 6 years.
Right?
So if you keep your records for 6 years, then for 6 years from the date the return is filed, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. Anything behind 6 years, you can destroy. Now, I do recommend, Joe, that people keep a filed copy of their tax return, proof of mailing or proof of filing, you know, the e-filing proof or whatever you got to prove that the return was filed. I recommend you keep that indefinitely, because if you don't file a tax return, there is no statute of limitations on the IRS's right to go back and run an audit. So, and the burden of proof is on you to prove you filed.
You threw all
your documents away, including your tax returns from 10 years ago, and the IRS gets it on their head that you didn't file for 10 years ago. Guess what? You're going to pay twice, potentially.
Sweet Jesus. I can't even imagine that conversation. Well, that's nice, Mr. Machina, but prove to us that you filed, 11 years ago. Are you serious?
Yep. I don't know
what I did 11 days ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
There's no question about it.
Dan, I don't, when you're on with me, I don't know whether I'm excited that I've learned something new or not excited because I, might be screwed on something stupid I did. But but people, listen, don't sit there biting your fingernails and worried about what's going on and waiting for that letter. But go to taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. It doesn't hurt. We're not talking about, do you have a book that's 200 or 300 bucks? Because we're not talking about big bucks here. For little dollars, you can get a book and get well informed. And I'm going to tell you something. I think next week, next time you're on the time after, we're going to do a piece on kicking the IRS's butt. And, anyway.
All right.
Dan, always a pleasure. Always well informed when you're on.
My pleasure.
God bless. All right, people, all right. Next hour, don't go far. A lot more coming up. And we're going to talk about, do the Cheneys really own Wyoming? I mean, they might. We'll talk about that more when we come back.